We discuss conspiracy theories and alternative facts. My name is Curtis.
And my name is Brendan.
We're here today to talk about things with you, the listener.
Yes.
Who listens to our podcast dutifully, wonderfully, softly.
And we appreciate it.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you, listener.
You specifically. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening.
We're going to be at your house later.
You're making tamales, right?
We're expecting tamales.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, Brendan, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good. It's good to be back, you know. We started up last week for the new year. You know, episode of 2018.
Second episode of 2018, our 49th episode.
49th episode.
Getting up there.
Yeah, you know, who knows? We might be doing something special for episode 50. Probably not.
Who knows?
But
we don't.
We don't yet. We will know soon.
We've talked about a lot of conspiracies on this show.
49 to be exact.
49 of them. We've talked about a lot of doozies. A lot of things that are difficult to believe.
Yep. Just like, I can't hit the moon with a rock, therefore it's not real.
Right. The moon not being real, the earth being flat, you can make millions of dollars from your birth certificate, infinity others that we've talked about. Probably 47-ish others that we've talked about.
47-ish others, yeah, there's a finite number.
I can say that this conspiracy today really, after a certain point, I expected to not be as shocked about them. I expected to not be as taken aback. And I still am every time.
Every time
I find new lows. So, Brendan, I'm going to ask you what you know about Finland.
You mean the country?
The country Finland.
The country Finland.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know too much about it. I believe they speak Finnish.
They speak Finnish. That is correct.
And I also believe that they also learn to speak English.
Most European countries, they learn to speak English.
And it's about it. It's in the north. It borders Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And Norway.
Sweden, Norway at the very north. It also borders Russia on the east. And listeners home, if you can, pull up a map of Finland, just sort of for reference for the episode. If you can't, that's okay. Just understand that Finland is kind of near some water. It's kind of near some other countries. Doesn't matter too much. Finland, let's see. They declared independence 6th of December 1917.
Okay.
Not that old of a country.
I expected it to be an older country.
Yeah, you know, the area has sort of gone through several different ownerships. You know, Russia had it for a while. Sweden had it a long time ago. It's gone through a lot of change. But the land is there, the people are there, and it changes owners from time to time. I'm looking at the history of Finland Wikipedia right now. Apparently, the history of Finland begins around 9000 BC. Maybe the land did not exist before that point.
It probably just wasn't real. It
looks like they found some artifacts from that time period.
They grew the land before then.
So there were some people there. It's a very cold area, Finland.
Yeah,
it's
I
in
would
Scandinavia,
assume so.
Or the Scandinavian region, sort of. Very, very northern earth. Or if you're
northern earth, yes.
if you're a flat earther, very close to the center of
center earth
of the flat plane, where it tends to be very cold.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time. You wonder about the quote unquote cave people who lived, the Paleolithics who lived during that period. How did they survive?
I usually don't, but I just probably assume that there were, you know, some really tough dudes out there who were like, we're going to do it. We're going to stay up here because the people down south are kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's less mean people.
You
got to
think they couldn't find better land. So they were like, well, I guess we'll just stay here. You know, like,
yeah,
they couldn't make their way to the tropics because they didn't have planes and cars. They just had shoes.
Correct. Are you sure they had shoes?
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't even have feet.
Well, they probably had feet.
Wikipedia is also telling me that about 1 AD is when the Roman period starts. So they brought in some iron and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So that's the first year.
Okay.
There's some other periods. It doesn't really matter a whole lot. All of this, I'm just kind of giving you some basic Finnish knowledge that you can latch onto and have some understanding of. They were sort of involved in the world wars, and then sort of not really that involved. They had a civil war at one point, the Reds versus the Whites. So Red being more of a communist party, and the Whites, I guess, being not communists.
Not communists.
And it was just sort of like the names of the political parties.
Okay, I thought it was a race thing.
No, I don't think there's anyone to really call Red in Finland. They're all just white.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not think it was a race thing, but yeah.
So let's see. Well, let me see when that happened. You know, I'm a little unorganized this week because I got so excited about when the actual conspiracy starts. I didn't actually do a lot of research about Finland itself.
Yeah.
And of course that's important. There's a lot of knowledge out there about Finland.
Is the conspiracy that Finland isn't real?
Well, we'll get to what the conspiracy
is.
Okay. So it looks like the Finnish Civil War started in 1918. So around the revolution also, I guess.
Yeah, isn't that near when the country first formed?
Yeah. So a lot of stuff happening. We're going to talk about so what's Finland's like relevance in the world today? Like, what do they do? What is Finland known for?
You see, I don't actually know that, and I was going to bring that up. I want to know what their like GDP is, and you know what they're known for their exports or
what
imports.
Are they known for GDP? Let's look up GDP Finland. What does GDP mean?
You know, I don't actually know. Gross domestic product, I believe. That might be right.
GDP per capita. Google says 43,090 US dollars in 2016. That was their GDP. Norway had 70,000. Again, we have no idea what that means. Any of you listeners out there that are smarter than us, maybe that means something. Gross domestic product says right here on the computer.
Hey,
that
I was right.
So while we're giving you this really high quality podcast where we clearly know lots of information, I'm just going to tell you the relevant exports of Finland. Finland, Nokia, cell phone company.
Okay.
In Finland.
Okay. Okay. That's kind of big.
Angry Birds came from Finland, the game.
Oh, good. Good.
A lot of like software comes from there.
Sure.
Oil. They have oil in Finland. There's a lot of.
Okay.
Finland's a big country. Like in
it, mass, yeah.
Mass wise. Not that many people live there. I think about 5.5 million people live there.
Based on the mass, I would expect it to be a little bit larger.
Right. But again, it's a very cold area. So
it makes sense.
I can understand.
People don't like the cold.
Why you wouldn't want to live there that densely. The largest city?
But if they live there more densely, then they'll be warmer.
That's correct.
Yeah. That's huddle correct. For warmth. That's what the penguins do.
We should learn more from the penguins.
I agree.
There's no penguins in Finland.
Okay.
I can tell you that much because all the penguins are in the southern parts of the earth, or if you're a flat earther, the outer parts, of the earth.
Yeah.
And so the largest city in Finland is Helsinki.
I've heard of that
Helsinki,
city.
Rather. Helsinki.
Helsinki, yeah.
And that's their biggest town. That's the capital. It's on the very southern part of Finland. It's a city. It's not the biggest city in the world, but it's a city. It's a bustling metropolis.
I'm glad that you're giving us your like fourth grade choose a country and do a report about it.
Right. And like there's a bunch of other towns in Finland. Like a bunch. Go look at the road map of Finland. You know, it's crisscrossed with roads and everything.
Okay.
So
yeah. Finland's got roads.
Why am I talking about Finland so much?
You know, I'm assuming it's because it's relevant to what we're going to be talking about mm-hmm. today. I don't know why we need to talk about Finland's roads, but who knows?
So, Let's get to the conspiracy.
Yes.
There is a subreddit called Finland Conspiracy. All about this. This is where pretty much all my information comes from.
I'm not surprised.
The subreddit Finland Conspiracy. It looks like this all started about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Someone posted on Reddit, someone named Rargan or Roregan. And he posted really not that much information, probably, you know, about 300 words or so.
Sure.
Let me just read to you his message.
Okay.
Oh God, here goes. Well, firstly, they say that the actual place of Finland is just eastern Sweden. Helsinki is in eastern Sweden, and when people fly there, it's not like they wouldn't notice. World maps are altered, as it's a UN conspiracy to keep people believing in Finland. And the idea that an entire country is made up seems so bizarre that nobody would ever believe it, making it easy to do so. Now I'm going to stop here for a minute. Do you see where this is going?
Yes. Yes, I do. They're saying that Finland isn't real.
Finland, the landmass, does not exist.
Specifically, the landmass?
The landmass of Finland is an ocean.
Okay. Okay. I thought he was just saying that the country of Finland wasn't real and it's just part of Sweden.
No. That land is not there. So when you look at a map of Finland, all of that is actually water. It's actually just ocean.
It's ocean.
So why do we believe in Finland, Brendan? Why is Brendan on that map? Why is Finland on that map we're looking at right there?
Well, because I don't make maps. I'm assuming the people who believe in the conspiracy of Finland not being real also don't make the maps.
They don't make the maps. If they've made some maps. I have a map right here they've made. You can look at it there. They've just taken a normal map and they've removed Finland from it. And okay. Colored it in blue like water.
Yeah. That's water.
Yeah. But what about all that history I talked about? And what about we found ancient artifacts there and stuff, and all of these wars were fought on the land of Finland, and what's going on here?
You know, I'm hoping you're gonna tell me.
So according to this conspiracy, Finland was first created sometime during the Cold War between Russia and the West.
First created?
Yes.
Even though that some of the history says that it was previously created.
Right. The country of Finland was, yes, founded in the 1910s.
But it potentially already existed.
Right,
by the
so
time.
All of that history is fabricated.
Okay.
Yes. So, and remember, there is no landmass of Finland. It was around this Cold War era that environmentalism was taking off, preserving our planet was taking off. And so protections of species were coming into play and protection of fishing rights. And there's two main players in this, and that's Russia and Japan.
Okay.
Not really two countries you think would work together, right? Russia and Japan. They're not, when you think of good old buds, you don't think Russia and Japan. They're not strictly enemies. They're kind of, you know,
I generally nowadays think of Russia and our President Trump.
Right.
As good
exactly.
buddies. But not usually Japan.
Not usually Japan. So the idea here is that Japan wants fish.
Yes, they want fish.
Japan likes fish.
Yeah.
Russia wants fish also.
Okay, they like fish.
They both want fish.
Okay.
But it's getting harder to fish.
Why is that?
During the Cold War? Well, because of environmentalism, because of the protection of species, because if we just fish up all the fish in the ocean, then there's no more fish. And that kind of screws things up, you know, screws up the food chain.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, when you just take out a whole middle section of it, now there's nothing for the sharks to eat and the sharks die, and then plankton become overpopulated and yada, 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 yada. But still, Japan and Russia want their fish. So they came up with a genius idea. What if they could fish in the ocean and no one would even know it was an ocean? No one could put standards on what they were doing because they think it's land. So what do? They decide they're going to invent a country. They're going to literally invent a landmass to cover up the sea on the maps so nobody knows they're fishing there. And now the Japanese come here and they fish up all the fish they want. They take the Trans-Siberian Railroad all the way. It goes all the way across Russia. They take that fish back to Japan. And they give some of the fish to Russia, too. Like, Russia's in on this. Russia's right next to where Finland's supposed to be. And so they get to share the fish. They get a bunch of fish.
So is this Japan's idea?
It's unclear exactly when it started and exactly whose idea it was.
Because it wouldn't make sense for it to be Russia's idea and then just bring Japan in on it.
Right. Right. Maybe
countries are, you know, pretty selfish generally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to, you know, have you take up some of my commerce in order to, I don't know, try and be your friend. Although I guess it was the Cold War, so having allies was pretty important.
Exactly. And there is actually part of this theory hinges on why are Russia and Japan not more enemies than they should be? Like, they're not, they don't seem to be the best of friends, but they should be more enemies because, you know, Japan's capitalistic. Russia was not for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They were on opposite sides of World War II.
It's true.
Why don't they hate each other more? And
America was also on opposite sides of Japan in World War II.
And America and Russia hated each other a bunch.
Yes, but currently now the U.S. likes Japan a lot, and we're buds.
So why doesn't Japan hate Russia? The answer is because they're both hiding the secret of Finland.
or they're just both not trying to make enemies. But
they're both hiding the secret of Finland so they can share all the fish.
So they are the only two countries that know that Finland is not real.
Well, so I think it's a good question. I think the general gist of it is that in the other countries, those who need to know, and those who don't need to know don't need to know.
So it's on a need to know basis,
right? So maybe the higher ups, who are really, really in there on the geopolitical schemes. They know about Finland. They know there's a bunch of Japanese people fishing there and sharing all the fish with the Russians.
Curtis, have you ever been to Finland?
I've not ever been to Finland. And proponents of this theory claim no one has ever been to Finland. all the history of Finland, I told you earlier, is all made up, all falsified. Every map on the planet is falsified.
Except for that one.
Except for they are corrected.
Ones that are correct.
I have not seen anywhere where anyone's found a map that didn't have Finland on it naturally. Like any ancient map. Like, because theoretically, maps from the 1800s should not include Finland, right?
Theoretically,
no
yes.
No one's found any of those. But
So it could be a conspiracy theory that goes even further. Goes further back.
It could. I think the proponents of this theory would keep that option open.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So how do the Japanese, they transport all these fish all the way across Russia. How do other countries not see what's going on? Like, we'd still be able to tell, like, oh, they got all these imports. They have all this fish coming in from Russia. Like, where is that coming from? It's actually disguised. I told you earlier about Nokia.
Yes. yes, you did.
So Nokia is supposedly based in Finland. And Japan is actually a huge importer of Nokia phones and Nokia devices. Although, anecdotally, not many Japanese people have Nokia phones.
Okay.
So what's really going on here is Nokia...
Where's all the phones
Nokia
going?
is a front. And if you were to stop a train and you were open all the cars that said Nokia on it, You might find them full of fish.
Where are you getting this information from?
This is all from the Finland conspiracy subreddit.
Okay, okay.
So this brings up a couple questions, right?
Like, I have several.
Well, hit me with some. Let's see where you want to go with this. They have answers.
Okay. So we have Japanese people fishing in this ocean, mm-hmm. and everything, and it's unregulated.
I missed one important part.
Oh, yes.
Please, the Japanese got a little cheeky. So they need this area to fish in. What do fish have? They have fins. So what do they call the country?
Finland.
There was also some claims on this subreddit that the languages of Finnish and Japanese have some similarities to them. I don't know either of those languages well enough to verify that fact. I'm sure they have some similarities.
It's like, probably all languages
do. They
all do.
Make sounds and come from human mouths and stuff like that. Anyway, what were you going to say?
So we have Japanese people, mm-hmm. and they're coming across, and they are fishing in Finland.
In the sea that we call Finland.
Yes, the Finland Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're staying close to Russia, correct? Not the Sweden side.
They're just using that whole area.
The whole area.
Everything, because people think it's just land, so they don't have to worry about people knowing they're there.
My question is, are there more and more Japanese people showing up in Sweden and on the coast of Russia?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that question. It's possible.
There are a lot of Japanese.
Who knows? It's hard
to
say. There could be so many Japanese people in that area. It's such a large area.
It's true. Although there are very specific places where the people would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they'd be along that coastline.
Finland
is
130,000 square miles. That's a big country.
It's a
big,
big
chunk of land. Let's see, just for comparison, the United States is, well, that's actually not a very good comparison. That's a whole lot. Hold on.
Look at Sweden. Tell me Sweden.
Texas is smaller than Finland, for reference. It's less square miles. So this is an area bigger than Texas that is not there, supposedly. Yeah, so my favorite part about this conspiracy is, so what about all the people that live in Finland?
Yeah.
What about that 5.5 million people who live there? Are they all in on it?
Yeah. You got to have a lot of people in on this because, say, I want to call into, Finland, tourism or something.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to call into there. You know,
someone's gonna answer the phone.
Yeah,
and say, "Hey, I'm in Finland. Hello." So they actually have some. You could call it an elegant solution for this, but it's very much not. The residents of Finland don't know there's no Finland.
They don't know.
They don't know that land isn't there.
So they are residents of Sweden.
They're the towns of Finland, the populated areas, and there's not that much populated area. It's mostly wilderness, as I've said before. They are spread around the surrounding areas. Some of them are in Russia, some of them are in Sweden, some of them are in Estonia and Latvia to the south. Helsinki, for instance, is in eastern Sweden, apparently. When you fly into Helsinki, it's not like you would know the difference, right? You wouldn't be in Helsinki, look around, and then say, "Oh, I'm definitely in Sweden."
This doesn't look like Sweden.
Right. You wouldn't know. It would just be a town. Fair enough, right? So they have a couple, and this subreddit is actually, it's sensitive and sympathetic to the Finnish people. There's a question here on their sort of FAQ. It says, "I'm Finnish and your attack on my people and culture is insulting."
Yeah, basically.
Their answer is, "I'm not insulting Finnish people or culture. I don't even deny that there is Finnish culture. When you have a collective of a few million people identifying as Finnish, then of course a culture will be built around it. I'm simply saying that the landmass of Finland isn't actually there. It doesn't mean there can't be a culture or identity of being Finnish."
That's nice.
So there are Finnish people. There is a Finnish language. The country's just not there. The land is just not there.
It's not there.
And of course, they go on to say GPS locations are changed. So if you go to Helsinki, turn on your GPS, it'll tell you, yep, you're in Finland. But you actually won't be. That's just edited by the governments.
Of course.
Of Japan and Russia.
Of Japan and Russia.
So they can get fish, the ever valuable fish.
All right. So there are other countries that know about this, correct?
Yes.
Why are they not doing anything about this?
So here, they actually have a question here in their FAQ. Why do other countries go along with it?
Yeah, that's my question.
At first, it was a sign of goodwill between Western countries and the Soviet Union, a bargaining chip that could be played. But since then, Finland has evolved into something much more, an idealistic placeholder for what countries should aspire to. No real country could so consistently place first in education, healthcare, gender equality, literacy rates, national stability. It's the least corrupt government in the world and has really good freedom of the press. It's a concept for countries and people to aspire to. But that's where the problems about Finland's existence is disputed. No country in the world could possibly be that good.
It's pretty cynical. Cynical outlook on life there.
So Finland is the country that you want to be, that you look up to, that you strive to be. It's an example.
It's like the football player who's got straight A's and also is, you know, has like, yeah, is taking cool. The, you know, cheerleader or whatever.
Is that the cheerleader or whatever?
Yeah.
The right. The classic valedictorian.
The valedictorian quarterback.
Quarterback.
Dating
lead,
the cheerleader.
Lead cheerleader.
Head cheerleader.
Yeah. Model. Person.
Part-time. Works in like a soup kitchen.
Yeah. Finds gold on a regular basis.
Finds gold on a regular basis.
So there's another question here. What about all of Finland's other exports other than Nokia?
Yes. Like Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. So, for instance, they say Finland's three most well-known areas of industry are oil, tech, and software. And the oil is gathered in, you know, offshore drilling platforms, just like you would see, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico, for instance.
So it's actually...
They actually are just getting oil actually, from that area. Yeah. It's just an ocean. The tech companies and the software can easily just be elsewhere. They don't have to actually be on that landmass. And so the creator of Angry Birds, being a Finnish person, thinks they're in Finland, but they're not. They made Angry Birds somewhere else. So Angry Birds might actually be Russian or Swedish or Estonian.
Okay.
Take that, Angry Birds.
You're not Finnish.
They go on to say, as for other Finnish exports, well, claiming Santa comes from your country isn't a viable way to get people to believe in it. Apparently, Santa comes from
Santa
Finland.
Comes from...
They have like a village there where Santa comes from. Or they don't.
or they don't.
So... That shouldn't satisfy you, really.
No. I'm not. I'm not a believer. Who is this person who's claiming all this?
This is the Reddit user PM me nice messages.
PM, okay.
PM me nice messages. Is the purveyor of the truth in this subreddit, so I think they made it.
All right, so do we know anything more about PM me
nice
messages?
Not really, but it is not the original creator. Rarigan is the original progenitor of this idea, about 3 years ago.
Yes, I would like to know more about this person.
There's not much to know. It's unclear if they were even being serious. The people on the subreddit are very serious, but it's unclear if this person is serious.
How many posts are there on the subreddit?
This subreddit is quite active. There's recent posts as of, today and yesterday. It is, let's see, I'm not great at using Reddit, but
I can't assume that there's like more information that comes up regularly.
So, right. There's, looks like about 16,000 subscribers.
Okay.
I think like, if I'm looking at that number correctly.
Yes.
31 users are online right now.
Right now.
I guess I'm one of them.
Did you subscribe to the subreddit?
I didn't subscribe. No. Didn't really need to keep getting information about this.
all right. So like, what are the posts from like today?
It's a lot of,
like, is it just like clarifications? Is it like people who don't believe that are like, hey, why sort of thing? Or
there's a lot,
are there like a lot of attacks
of just like masturbatory, posts of like, here's a Finland starter pack and it's a picture of nothing. woke up in Finland this morning to a beautiful view of the Swedish border, and it's just a boat with a Japanese flag on it.
So it's so most of these are like memes,
kind of. And then there's posts like, "Why do people pretend Finland exists?" And then the post is, "It's obvious no such place exists, so why would people pretend it does? Is it political or what is it?" And then there's some not very good explanations in the comments.
How is it obvious that Finland doesn't exist?
Who knows?
It's obvious that it appears on all maps. And to be fair, I have not seen, I have not gone to that area. I don't know. Although I would like to go to, based on this conspiracy, I'd like to go to the Swedish border and see how much further it goes.
You could try. You could literally, yeah, you could go to, because Finland and Sweden, there's like an ocean between part of it, but there is a land border. So you should be able to go to the northern part of Sweden and just look.
Yeah.
And look and see, is there ocean here? Yes or no? Very
easily
testable.
That's my issue, is that there's just very, very easily a way to tell if this is true or false,
mm-hmm.
to where you go to the Swedish border, you look, and then say, let's play devil's advocate here and say, well, the maps aren't entirely correct, because that's what they're claiming. So mm-hmm. we'll say that the maps aren't entirely correct. So you keep walking, and you walk through the entire part of Finland all the way to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Based on maps, and I believe based on the map that you showed me earlier, I believe that there should be
like a way to go above the area of Finland, you're saying?
There should be a way, or like on this map, Sweden and Russia don't connect. There's no connection.
Mm-hmm.
based on borders here.
There is a connection of like Norway kind of like reaches up and around and touches.
Yes.
So theoretically you can walk all the way to Norway and then go around that mass of ocean Finland and get to Russia.
But Sweden does not connect to Russia.
Right.
So if for whatever reason you start walking and you make to the border of Finland,
mm-hmm.
and if there is no border, theoretically, then there's no Finland.
Right. If it's just ocean.
But if you keep walking and you make it to the border of Finland
and there's land,
then Finland is real.
Right.
And then if you keep walking, you should show up in Russia, where there also should be a land. Border.
Right.
Land.
Border and, yeah. and land. Russia is very real,
yes.
According to this myth. And it's an interesting myth because it is about map trickery. And it raises yes. an interesting question of, we look at a map, and it's the same question flat earthers pose. We look at a map, and we just sort of accept that that is the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard to just by yourself verify that all of that is actually correct. And it may very well be incorrect. And for many years before we had satellite imaging and all that, maps were outright wrong because mm-hmm. people just, you know, they'd go by in their ship, in their sailboat.
That looks about right.
And they would just sort of trace it and be like, oh, it's kind of like this-ish. And they couldn't really get a top-down view of it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the big things about, you know, specifically, like, a large portion of the stuff that we talk about on this show is people believing that potentially they've been lied to.
Of course.
People believing that, you know, they're not taking things at face value,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, I actually encourage that type of thinking, you know, thinking outside the box,
thinking
that everything told to you is not real. It's like that stupid, I don't know, like Geico commercial or whatever, where it's just like, some girl and she has, like she's going on a date who, and this guy says he's like a Russian prince or mm-hmm. something. And she's like, yeah, he said he's a Russian prince. Everything, like you can't write lies on the internet. Where'd you read that? The internet. So it's just like,
right.
So it's like that sort of thing. So it's just like, like not saying things at face value. Sure. That's fine. You know, I understand that, but there's a certain line to it.
There has to be a logic to it. There has to be a sense to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and you have to, skepticism is healthy, but unbounded skepticism is worthless.
Yes.
It is just as bad as believing everything you hear
yes.
when you don't believe anything you hear, because you're left with literally nothing, with no information in the world.
There's no concrete information. The only thing that you can verify is stuff that you have physically done. You
exactly.
yourself have verified.
And there's so much world, there's no way you can do everything.
There's no way that you can do everything.
And so you have to create some sort of like sense of like, well, you're right. I've never been to Finland. I don't know that it's really there, but like, God, that seems hard to do, to cover up a whole ocean with a landmass.
You see, unrelated to this sort of, I don't understand how a lot of people are very skeptical, you know, say about something like the flat earth
mm-hmm.
or not skeptical about the flat earth, but skeptical
that the earth is round.
Exactly. And there are a lot of people who believe in that believe that the earth is flat. Because God,
of course, right?
Like in the Bible, there are specific passages that say that
the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat,
yeah.
And I just find that hard to believe. That like a lot of the times you can physically see that the Earth is round. You can physically see that in an airplane. You can physically see that, you know, when you see like a ship, you know, sail out in the distance,
or at a horizon.
Yeah, exactly. You can see the horizon. So I'm just very confused why they like. Won't take the fact that the earth is round because somebody is telling them that it's not real, but at the same time they also believe that God is saying that the earth is flat, because once again that being is telling them that. So it's just like
they're skeptical about the wrong, they're not skeptical about the Bible's telling them, but they are skeptical about
scientists telling
about
them.
What the science, and it's just they're picking and choosing.
Exactly.
And just like any, like we talked about some of these things with Andrew about how you just grow up believing what you believe, and you know, ultimately it's a little bit arbitrary what you end up believing in
mm-hmm.
because it's just how you were brought up and how you were raised and the context of your life.
Exactly.
And that has a lot to do with this.
And I'm not saying that people shouldn't believe in things, you know, 100%, you know, you have to believe in something. Like,
you got to believe in what you got to believe in.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that your beliefs are wrong or anything. From my point of view, it's not what I am believing in. It's not what I believe in. But, you know, you can believe in things and that's fine, you know, as long as you believe in something. And
of course.
Yeah.
And so to get back a little more about Finland,
I
want to talk about this subreddit a little more, and then I actually did post on this subreddit earlier today.
Oh, okay.
I haven't yet gotten any responses, but I want to read my post. And I'm hoping I can engage some kind of conversation.
Sure.
About just logical workings.
Yes.
Anyway, so this subreddit does have some rules. If you've ever been on a subreddit, you can look under the right, mm-hmm, and there's some mm-hmm. rules. It's usually like, don't be mean, be nice to people, don't ask questions that are in the sticky, you know, at the beginning of the thread. And this thread does have a sticky at the beginning that's like FAQ, like read the FAQ first before posting. The first rule is no asking if this subreddit is serious.
Yep.
Yes, this is for discussion about the Finland conspiracy and how to debunk it. We are being serious, so stop asking.
Good first rule.
Okay. The second rule, no comparisons to flat earthers or similar.
Good second rule.
Comparing this completely legitimate fact to the ridiculous notion to the ridiculous notion of a flat earth simply discredits us and creates discourse. This also covers reptilian lizard people conspiracies and chemtrail conspirators. We do not want to be lumped in with them. We have irrefutable evidence towards the Finland conspiracy.
To be fair, and we have not covered reptilians yet.
No.
This does feel more believable than reptilians and even the flat earth.
Oh, man. But
this,
like,
does seem far more believable.
It is really similar to the flat earth.
Oh, it
because
is.
Because it's about not believing what maps tell you.
Yes.
And it is, like, basically just as unbelievable, pretty much, that this entire section of land is just not there.
But hear me out here. You know, this is, you know, say all of the countries in the world. They are telling you that specifically one country doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all of the countries in the world are saying everything you know about the Earth is false.
Right.
So I feel like there's a little bit of a give and take there.
Sure, yeah. Certainly the flat Earth
it's still a little
broader.
Ridiculous. It's still a little ridiculous.
Much broader in scale. I think equally ridiculous, though.
Equally ridiculous. Sure.
But I always find it's interesting when conspiracy theories battle each other, where they're like, oh, no, flat earthers are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But Finland's not real. I think I literally found, I was searching, I found one comment in the subreddit or on, there were like two or three YouTube videos about Finland not being real, but not anything substantial, mostly just videos repeating things that are on the subreddit. Anyway, there's a comment somewhere that literally said, like, flat earthers are crazy, but Finland is not real. Like, straight up, just step one, step two. They say they have irrefutable evidence. I have not found any evidence at all to support these claims that Finland is actually an ocean that the Japanese are fishing in. Their evidence is that sometimes Russia and Japan are nice to each other. Is pretty much that.
Irrefutable evidence.
And then their evidence is, well, you can't prove that Finland's there, which is not evidence.
Yeah, but.
You can never prove any negative.
Yeah, but. I feel like this is a common thread with our podcast in that frequently people will say that they have irrefutable evidence, and I feel like that's a red flag for every conspiracy theory we talk about.
Right, because if you had irrefutable evidence, you wouldn't say, I have irrefutable evidence. You would start giving me the evidence.
You would, yeah, exactly. You would just tell me what the evidence is. You wouldn't say, I have refutable evidence.
Like if I ran up to you and said, Brendan, your dad just died, and you're like, what happened? And then I said, I have irrefutable evidence, and I walked away. Like, you would want more. Yeah.
I would definitely want
more. In a normal conversation, I'd be like, well, I shot him. Or something like that.
I
wouldn't actually
shoot
your
father. Some answer on why my father would potentially have died.
Right.
Not just.
I have evidence.
I have evidence to believe so.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the first two rules. The third rule is no asking questions that are already covered in the FAQ.
FAQ.
It's sticky. And that's a fine rule for any sort of
forum. Standard sub-rule.
Yeah, that's basic. I get it. These people are not unreasonable entirely. Fourth rule, no heavy political discussion. This subreddit has no political bias. All we care about is revealing the truth about Finland. As it currently stands, no politicians have taken the stance of revealing Finland for the hoax it is. Therefore, none of them have our favor.
We don't like any of them because they have decided not to play our team.
All lying about Finland.
They're all lying.
Even the Finnish politicians.
All lying.
Five, no racism or xenophobia.
Okay, good.
Great. We have nothing against Japanese or Finnish people. Yes,
or
we
Russian
believe,
people.
Yes,
I'm
we
assuming.
They don't say that. But we assume. Yes, we believe Finnish people do exist. Like I already covered. It is no populace's fault for this conspiracy. They didn't put an apostrophe there when they should have. It is rather the workings of their governments and the governments of the world as a whole. Therefore, they should be the governments should be the only ones to garner our distrust. So they are being pointed and specific about what they mean. Mm-hmm. So this is not without nuance, I can say. And I think that's important, to point out that there's a fairness here. There's more fairness, I think, than the moon guy, the guy who didn't think the moon was real. I think again, equally ridiculous.
Equally ridiculous.
But these people are being a little bit more fair, at least theoretically. Some of their posts are really kind of... One commenter put it, one skeptic put it, does it get sticky having a circle jerk this big? Because it really is just like they post and it's like, boy, Finland sure doesn't exist. And then everyone else is like... Great job, user.
Great job. Yeah, Finland doesn't exist.
Sure doesn't exist.
Based on what you posted, yep.
Yep. And it's just like a picture of nothing, and they're like, this is Finland, lol.
Finland starter pack.
Finland starter pack, nothing. So let's get to... What did I post here? My post is called Finland System of Roads. And so I looked up a map of what Finland's roads look like, because Finland has fucking roads, just like any like developed country has, and even undeveloped countries have roads.
Yeah,
where people can go and drive their cars and all that. I am just on like a map of Finland that I found on Wikipedia. You can look up any map of Finland's roads; they're all going to be the same. You can just glance at this real quick. Brendan, see, look.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a ton.
There's not a ton, but like there's plenty. Look at all that. Like,
yeah, there's plenty of cities, plenty of towns, plenty of highways.
Right,
so.
And like look at there's a bunch of like lakes and things, and rivers,
yes.
Throughout Finland.
Yes.
So and remember, the citizens of Finland don't know about this. They
Correct.
Think Finland's real. They think they are living on Finland, and they're actually not. Is the theory. And that's the most interesting part. So, this is my post. I started out, though I do not wish to disparage the intellect or beliefs of any member of this subreddit, I must disagree with the thesis presented here. I have read through the sticky as well as a fair number of other posts. So I want to let them know.
Yeah.
Followed their rules.
Followed the rules.
Not trying to make fun of you. At this point, I have 2 points on this post. One of them was from me. I upvoted it.
Yep.
Someone else upvoted it.
Because you auto upvote your Reddit
right.
post.
Right. It has 9 views.
Okay.
So
it's just the 10th.
Who knows? Well, not really.
Or the 9th.
So I put a link to the map I was talking about. I go on. The biggest flaw I find is the belief that Helsinki and every other city of Finland actually exists on the very various land masses surrounding the area where Finland would be without any of the inhabitants of those cities catching on. Look at that map. Those are all the cities of Finland as well as the roads that connect them. Look at how complex it is. Every single one of those roads would have to be duplicated with intense accuracy. Look at all the lakes and other bodies of water peppered throughout the landscape. All of that would have to be recreated with 100% accuracy on the landmasses of Sweden, Estonia, Latvia, Russia, etc. The inhabitants of Finland, quote-unquote, would have to be able to look at that roadmap, use it to travel from one place to another, and find zero discrepancies. to be fully convinced that Finland exists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that alone is so difficult to believe.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I go on. Let's say that Helsinki is in eastern Sweden, where they believe, this is the subreddit believes,
yes,
it is in eastern Sweden. It's true that people flying into the city wouldn't know the difference.
But people driving out of the city would.
Right. wouldn't the people of Sweden notice? The people who live in Sweden, wouldn't they notice? Wouldn't they see the sizable city and see the sign entering Helsinki at the city limits? Wouldn't they think, Helsinki, isn't that in Finland?
Isn't that in Finland?
wouldn't the inhabitants of Helsinki notice that when they drive outside of the city, they run into a bunch of roads and cities that are supposed to be on the east coast of Sweden? The consensus on the subreddit is that all the towns of Finland are split up between various countries. While Helsinki is in eastern Sweden, Salo, Espoo, and Oulu, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing any of those right, all might be located in Latvia or elsewhere. Let's say you're a citizen of Finland living in Helsinki and you want to drive to Oulu. Now, for the sake of this argument, let's assume Oulu is actually located on Estonia. Google Maps says this drive should take about 7 hours. And does not pass over any major bodies of water. And it's just sort of like south to north. You're just going up Finland.
Okay.
And I'm out. Now, if Finland wasn't actually there, it would take closer to 18 hours. And you'd pass over an ocean in that process. You'd have to take a ferry. And if you went around the north, because that would be the only way to get there, it would take closer to like 30 hours or something. You would notice that.
Yeah.
You would notice it took more than 7 hours and that there was an ocean in the way. Because people in Finland drive places in Finland. They don't just sit in their home and be like, boy, I'm sure in Finland, I don't need to go outside ever.
They have cars.
They have cars. They drive to other places in Finland and they get there. So they use the map. So the map has to be right. Because yeah, they're using it successfully. So if the map's right, then that means it has to be that in real life, which means that if Finland doesn't exist, it has to be perfectly replicated somewhere else. And the same thing with all those lakes.
Yep.
Those have to be perfectly replicated. And so theoretically, we should be able to look at a map of Estonia and see all those same lakes. Because then also, the Estonians would have to be like, hey, there's a lake here. Why isn't it on the map?
Or it appears twice on the map.
Right. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense that the cities can be split between different countries that are all around this body of water.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. Anyway, I say at the end, again, I'm not trying to belittle your beliefs or your intelligences. Actually, I'm trying to understand what you believe and why you believe it. To me, these questions I have raised present a major flaw for this theory, and I am wondering how you explain these issues. I do not think you are stupid. It is admirable of you to not trust what you were told, but instead to trust your own logic. I am merely trying to understand your logic. So I'm going to keep an eye on this post, and we'll see if it gets any updates or if it just gets completely ignored.
We will update you guys next week.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
At the beginning of the episode. Talking about what happened with the subreddit.
Yeah, and go on there yourself. Check out it's Finland Conspiracy.
Finland Conspiracy.
Is the subreddit. It's got a fair number of active members that believe Finland doesn't exist. It's really easy to just sit in your room and stare at a computer all day and then be like, look at a map and be like, I bet that thing's not there. It's a lot different to understand that millions of people live there and need to be accounted for.
Yes.
And then an area larger than Texas is very difficult to forge.
Yes. it would be different if someone said like the Vatican isn't real or something.
Right, or this building isn't here.
Exactly.
Like the Eiffel Tower isn't real.
Yeah.
Still hard.
But
it's just one thing. It's just one building.
One building, right? One thing.
Or if I'm like, Brendan, if I say like, Brendan, the house you grew up in isn't real. That was actually my house you grew up in. And I was there too, but you just never saw me. That's kind of like what this theory is saying. It's like saying, actually, Finnish people, you're not in Finland, you're in Sweden with the Swedish people. And you just never noticed them. So, that's what I've got today. Again, I am always surprised with what people will believe, and it makes me question what I believe too, because frequently. It makes me think like, man, like these people aren't crazy. Like these are not mentally unstable people. These are like normal people.
These are normal people
who just believe Finland's not real. And I'm like, well, man, I'm kind of a normal person. Like, what am I believing that's crazy? Like, I'm not better than these people. I don't know. If you guys have any other countries you don't think exist,
let us know.
Hit us up. I'd love to hear about it. We can, let's get that world map down all we can. Let's just
tear that map apart.
The
it's
Earth
like
is
a new
flat.
Map.
There's like no countries. There's just one little blip of land, and it's where I'm standing. Everything else is a mystery.
We're going to make a new map.
We're a new map.
New map.
All I know, we're in Brendan's room right now. That's all I know exists.
Yep.
I have no, it's just me and Brendan on this planet.
We don't know that anything exists outside these walls.
Yeah, this is all there is.
This is it.
Did you have anything else, my friend Brendan, you wanted to add for our listeners today?
No. I mean, I think that's it. Check us out on social media at MWRcast. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Find us on our website, MulderWasRight.wordpress.com, where we're going to have a maps of Finland.
Yeah, I'll post some maps. I'll post the subreddit. Sources are mostly just the subreddit for this episode. Yeah. I couldn't find really much. Everything else outside the subreddit is people just making fun of the subreddit, of course.
Yeah. So we're going to have Curtis's sources up there as well as, you know, maps and whatnot. You know, let us know what you guys think. You know, tweet at us, Facebook at us.
Up. I haven't posted alternative facts in about a week, but they'll come back someday. Yeah. I think I posted one today.
Yeah.
I forgot about them. I was working. Dude, I have a job.
It happens.
I gotta get paid and eat food.
It happens.
And cause like, just like the people of Finland, it's hard.
We haven't posted on Anchor in like a month.
Yeah. And that's fine.
And that's fine.
But we have a bunch of stuff on Anchor if you guys want to go check it out.
Yeah. If you guys haven't heard it. We have an Anchor.
I think Anchor exists.
Yeah, I think so.
We talked into the phone. And put it somewhere.
Yep.
Maybe Sweden, actually.
It might be in Sweden.
Man, I also love that this whole conspiracy is about fish. Like, it's just fish. The idea, they made up an entire country just to get fish.
Just to get fish.
And, like, not even just Japan. Like, Japan and Russia
Japan
sharing
and Russia
fish.
Sharing fish,
that
yeah.
Can't, like, there can't be that many fish, really. That... Still, like, there's a lot of people in Russia and Japan. You can't feed all of them.
I feel like there are just plenty of other places that you could fish.
There must be so many fish there.
So many
fish. Like, geez. Maybe there's so many fish there that they think it's land, and people build their houses on top of all it. The fish are so densely packed.
You know, I really enjoy the fact that one of Finland's main exports is not fish.
It's not.
Because if it was...
Nokia phones.
Yeah. You know, they'd be, you know, you got to throw them off the scent.
And the idea that, how many Nokia phones is Finland really exporting? That you think it's enough that you could disguise a massive amount of fish to feed millions and millions of people? That would seems like a disparity there.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, I can't remember even the last time that I saw a Nokia phone. It was like one of those, like... Small,
exactly.
Like blue ones.
Exactly, Brendan.
Blue with like the number pad and everything.
When was the last time you saw a Nokia phone? Blue like a fish, you mean?
Blue like a fish. Anyway, guys, that's all we got for you guys this week. We'll see you next week when we're going to update you about the Reddit thing and also talk about some entirely random conspiracy theory. Mm. Another one.
Wake up,
sheeple.
What in the hell happened?
Fish have fins.
Fish have fins.
Finland.
Finland.